The moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check Amsterdam.
Check the check.
Amsterdam is the answer. I need more juice. I need a lot more juice.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God. It's early.
All right, folks. Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn. Arkansas's only casino resort.
Is he muffled too?
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
Christian! Oh!
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers.
Los Angeles! People there who care a little about me and I'm all out.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. Let's go. Move it, move it, move it.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move it.
Damn act together, okay?
Just talk
to down just a little bit.
Just
like your attitude.
That is true. You're a born to bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my...
Hey, baby!
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Pig Suey!
Touch your engines and cool your wings and
ring
the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Good tune, good brew, good buddy. I feel great, man. I feel great! You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
Yeah, man, man. I recognize this song.
What is it?
I can but play you blow.
I don't know what I do with this. Tell me what to do. No, I don't know what to do.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
A swinging old chariot.
Taco Mama.
Taxes to the terminal zone. Touch your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
the promised land, calling
us.
What
was that?
Rock hard.
I'm touching the man.
You blew it!
Yup, she bought.
All right, Roger Dodd, there we go. Let's hear it, gentlemen. Let's hear it. Ninth inning. One out.
Hit it, Christian.
Ba-ba-bum. 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 Na-na-na-na.
Turner battling. And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back.
Federico! Wow. Good morning, everybody. It is a 6:12 on this Monday, May 4th. What a day it was yesterday for freshman Christian Turner, 19 years old, with a walk-off home run to take the series from Ole Miss. Crowd went crazy. To beat both Texas in softball and Ole Miss in baseball in the weekend.
Two hated rivalries.
Yes.
In both all sports.
It was absolutely wonderful. And then just a really remarkable, really cool Kentucky Derby. Plenty to chop up today. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
Did you guys have a good weekend? Roger, I know you had your international.
I got.
Well, the kids weren't around while you were doing the.
I had to have my grandson, you know.
He filmed?
No. No, it was just me. Friday. I don't know what happened to me on the way home Friday, but yeah, grandson all weekend long, and Samantha got back last night, so that was.
And how'd it go?
I think it went fine.
Yeah, so tell everybody, for those who missed it, what you did a little bit different.
I got naked in my yard, and I drove my lawnmower around.
That's the first time you've done a
first time
lawnmower.
I've ever done that. Yeah.
Chris is not easy to navigate in the nude a riding lawnmower.
It's
and
not easy,
to make sure
yeah.
to not make sure. Yeah, I tell you the Spielberg qualities of doing that. The angles, pretty impressive.
The angle and the lighting, shadows.
I'm telling you, the most important thing, the coolest thing he did, Christian, is that he showed a side gut, and he doesn't have any.
Listen,
my butt's not would not be showing,
because
it's all angles. I saw a washboard.
Incredible blocking, great cinematography.
Did you get it, you know really when you first
it was the drones are the way. I don't know if it was my neighbor, which neighbor it was that had. I mean, one of them even looked like Hawk Media Solutions. I don't know. I don't know if Jeremy Flynn was flying one. Ben West. I don't know who it was.
When you first
the government.
When you first started doing that years ago.
Yeah, dude.
Christian,
I don't know. It's just been 10 years.
Did not receive it as positive like as it used to be.
No, they did not.
Yeah,
no, they did not.
A little pushback.
And there's still a few that are pushing back. But you know what? It's okay.
Oftentimes, pioneers are not accepted immediately.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. That's exactly right. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And if nothing else, no one will want to borrow my mower anymore.
Yeah, and the weather was another great weather weekend.
Gosh. All weekend long. I was at Little League ball games there at Junior Deputy both Saturday and Sunday. So
I saw that
when
we drove by there. So plenty to cover today. We'll have Chris Kane brought to you by Trader Bills. He'll be stopping by. Hope to hear from Pat Bradley at some point today, brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Bill Vickery up in New York City. Be checking with us. Thanks to Chevy Dealers of Arkansas.
Did they do a show yesterday? I couldn't
find
it.
He did not. Yeah. Graffiti will be sponsored by Fitch Brokers at 8:30. Camden Kozel, team captain. It's almost like, I don't think they've made it official. We're calling him team captain of the Razorbacks. At 9:05, thanks to Ortho Arkansas. Today is National Star Wars Day. Why is that, Christian?
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago that started, but
it's been a little bit.
A thing. Are you a Star Wars guy, yes or no?
Indifferent.
Roger?
Same.
I've seen them all.
Where's more Star Trek?
I've not seen
them. I'm actually a Star Trek guy.
I've seen an entire Star Wars movie.
We grew up with Captain Kirk teaming up with Abraham Lincoln to beat the space
Remember? Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
They
Abe
also
Lincoln.
Went back to the OK Corral.
OK Corral that we did that.
That's exactly right.
And, Tribbles.
There was a Napoleon episode, too, or French episode as
was
well.
Was there?
There was that. Yeah. There was the salt, where they had to have salt.
Yes.
I remember
the salt
that.
Monster.
I
remember,
and then the very first pilot.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy in the wheelchair.
When I first got my, that was the very first one, Captain, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Pike.
Captain Pike, that's exactly right. Way to go. Famous actor, as a matter of fact. He played with John Wayne. But my head, when I got my transplant and I put that headband on, swelled up like those first guys.
Yeah, the big brain. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, the buttheads.
Well, I didn't know about that.
No, they communicated via telepathy or whatever.
Exactly. I remember that. But then with Star Trek, we also had one that was based on fact, and that was Lost in Space.
So we'll chop that up a bit today. Today's National Bird Day, National Orange Juice Day, Firefighters Memorial Day. So those are our days today.
Oh, very good.
In addition to the Razorbacks winning, UALR won their series. So I think they're one game out of first in their conference. The other big story, Kentucky Derby. You missed the first female trainer to ever win the Kentucky Derby. Who knew that she had a song about
down
it?
And losing.
That's a tease, because that's Bobby Bear.
Yeah, is that the one? That's who we played last week. Cherie DeVoe.
Cherie DeVoe.
Yeah, DeVoe. I was close enough.
Well, you're very close. That's why somebody in the studio wrote a song yesterday and recorded it at 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow, that's
so we'll see. I don't know if Rick was here at the time when I was screaming.
23 and they were shooting that horse was 23-1. And it was dead last. Dead last.
Yeah.
Dead last. And it comes out of nowhere. And the best part was watching her the video of her.
Yeah. Oh,
from behind to in front, thinking she can't believe what's happening.
Nobody can.
I mean,
she went nuts. She's screaming, Jose, go Jose, go Jose, go Jose. And Renegade, who also came from behind.
Sure did.
They beat the snot out of him.
Right. Holy
they
cow.
Almost made him go over the rail.
Ridiculous.
I mean, bump city, bump. Yeah. If Robin is racing, that
and maybe
was
if that
racing.
Doesn't happen, maybe he ends up winning easier. But
he knew he had to get out. Renegade had to get out. And the fun part is that Renegade, the Derby, Arkansas Derby winner, came in second. Golden Tempo,
right.
And both of those riders are brothers.
Yeah, that's the other part.
That's
of
the
it.
Cool part.
That neither one had won the Kentucky Derby. I think the one on
Renegade
was 0-9. I think 0-10, something like that. But how about that?
He's 0-10.
They both look at each other.
Yeah.
And give the brother dap.
I don't know if they broke calls, but they broke.
No, how about that? Yeah. How about they crossed the
very cool.
Of course, part of it's like, you got me. You're dead, you know.
As a brother, speaking of which, my oldest brother Randy celebrates his second birthday in heaven today. Happy birthday, brother. Because of your brother, you came in second from dead last. Yeah. Well, dead last as well with the Renegade. You came in second, but you have forgotten about that because it's your brother that won.
That's right. It's one of the, to me, you know, we've seen a lot of exciting races, and I know we've got the call for that, I would imagine, Christian. We'll play that here shortly. I mean, it really, to come from nowhere, matter of fact, I think he had to make up like 7 lengths in the last, you know, whatever, half quarter mile or whatever it was. I mean, it had to cover a lot of ground quick.
First of all, I love Cincy, discovery of drones and usage of drones.
Yeah.
A drone shot of a horse race is maybe one of the coolest things ever. But then again, to listen to the track announcer calling the race, and you already know who's going to win, but it's still because you want to see where is the first time that he calls the winner's name.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just the way you do it, not disrespectful, but it's almost dismissive and filling up the bag.
Yeah, I want to go back because I did not listen to see where he first says it.
Yeah.
The other is watching, again, her reaction to where she's cheering. He looks so far out of pocket, there's no way.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I think she sees something like, wow,
she sees
here he comes.
Yeah.
And then to watch it, what is she saying? She says it with her lips. You can read it.
And then at the end, her and her buddy, her and her girlfriend buddy were just, you know, holy cow, good stuff.
Great.
Yeah, I'm sure over at Oaklawn it was absolutely fantastic.
You bet
and,
it was.
You know, a good time there.
You know, they did a wonderful thing. Wally talked about it yesterday with Bob Wisner.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oaklawn did that. And then to recognize everything. Bob, I mean, he was the sports guy of note for
legendary.
Me growing up with a Sentinel record. I saw his articles. Every day growing
still
up
writing.
In
Sentinel.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. When he wants to, as Wally said and all. But to be doing as much as he did, it wasn't just the track, but Bob was he was somebody I grew up with. Not to make him sound any or feel any older, Bob, but congratulations and well-deserved.
And what the other part of it, we mentioned the Ole Miss win, the series win. Boy, we really needed that one. Well, the softball team, won the series against Texas, but this seemed like it was last week. But it was because it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so it was over with. It's like, was that this weekend?
Right.
It was. So a huge win for the Razorbacks to go to Austin. They had never won, and they went 2 out of 3.
Right.
And I was looking at their RPI. They've got the number one toughest schedule. They've beaten more top 25 teams than any other school in the country. They've set up perfectly, Roger, to get the Super Regional again.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the thing about it is, I told Jessica, you know, Jessica scheduled this trip.
Yeah.
The beginning of the World Series. I said, you know what's going to happen? We're going to end up going. Because every year she goes, you say this every time. So we travel around. We're going to
Who's
do
that
this.
Talking?
That's Jessica. We're going to do it this time. We're going to do it. And I said, all right. Sure enough, I told you yesterday. I said, you watch them. I said, you know what? We're going to be in London.
For the softball.
And where else am I going to be?
Amsterdam.
We're going to be watching Razorback softball at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is there a Razorback club in Amsterdam?
I said that in London. I said, is there one of those two?
Yeah.
London, there might be a shot at it. So, anyways, 661-1037.
Now, is this during the softball or baseball?
Softball,
or okay.
Softball, yeah. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. In the NBA,
you are not going to enjoy your trip to London because of a selfless.
The Detroit Pistons, win advance for the first time, 18 years? Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, I think it was 07, 06, something like that. Or,
yeah.
You know, 08, maybe.
How about that? Winning a playoff series for the first time.
Come back from down 3-1.
In almost two decades,
So one of two teams to come back from down 3-1 this weekend.
Yeah.
The other one being the Sixers.
Gotcha. That's right. Philadelphia.
They beat the Celtics.
Yeah, they're at New York tonight. Minnesota's at San Antonio tonight. And then, of course, Cleveland beat Toronto 114-102. They win that series. So then the other thing, there is a great call. I want to see if Christian can find it. I meant to text you yesterday. I think it's from the Canadiens and the Lightning. If that one went into overtime, whoever the play-by-play, I guess you call it that in hockey, you call it play-by-play?
Well, sure, why not, I guess.
But he loses his mind at the end.
Okay.
He loses his mind, so we got to check that out.
Hey, shout-out to a couple, well, it's on my mind anyway, to our buddy Ron Moquette.
Yeah.
400 wins at Oaklawn.
Yeah.
He's in seventh place all by himself at Oaklawn. Next season, there's no doubt that he should get sixth and fifth all-time win. Now, that's just at Oaklawn.
Yeah.
That doesn't include all the other wins, but it's been fun since I've gotten to know Ron a little bit. Listen, between him and between Steve Qualls and our NASCAR, we've got some pretty smart guys down there because Hafafire won the race that he was in.
Yes.
and Moquette with the T.O. Elvis.
Yes.
That horse right there.
Yeah.
These guys, we've got some pretty good prognosticators, which means, after you talk to Wayne, pressure's on you a little bit more this next football season. So to study up on that. But congratulations to Ron, and congrats to Steve, the first time out, giving us a couple of winners and some things to look forward to.
Yeah, Chase Elliott won the NASCAR race.
Right,
the NASCAR Ward 400.
Yeah.
What is that? I got bugs over here. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Also, mentioned I went to the state weightlifting championship. Benton wins another state title. I think it's 8 years in a row, something like that. And then I love the fact that teams, Elkins and Mansfield, they started the school year with a state championship in football, their first, and they ended it with a state championship in weightlifting, their first. So
congrats. You know, I don't know if that's the reason because you and I were talking about it and you were going on about it and because you and I were talking about it or maybe texting about it, the Xi Jinping and the phones have picked up on it. I don't know why I've been getting all those Schwarzenegger weightlifting things. Don't have any idea.
Yeah,
let me ask you this, though. In one video I saw, and you would know more than I, it was he and Lou Ferrigno and some other cats were on stage. And Lou got, for sake of argument, third or fourth, whatever it was, for Mr. Olympia, whatever. Was he bigger taller and all that than Schwarzenegger? No, was Schwarzenegger that much bigger?
Ferrigno was taller. He was 6'5".
Okay, wait, because that's what he was 6'5"?
I think so.
Because that's what I saw, and I thought he just dwarfed.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he was a big dude.
Oh, gosh. I believe
that's right. My understanding was.
Okay,
I
didn't go look. I thought, I'm going to ask my
Incredible
guy.
Hulk.
Dude, just watching
Wasn't he partially deaf?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And then miraculously learned how to speak just a few years ago. But I think that he always had the ability.
Yeah, he's always sort of.
He struggled, just kept it quiet and did all that. But just watching those guys, it's an inspiration for me to get ready for next year's Naked Gardening Day.
We'll take a break. I got a chance to Klein, Justin's youngest daughter, performed down at the Rev Room Saturday afternoon, and I'll give a little report on that. They've got bands now for kids.
What?
How cool it is now that Dunlap has got his company where they put bands together, they go perform, and
how Selena got started.
That's it? Yeah. But these kids are singing like adult songs.
That's cool. Well, that would be, well, yeah.
Well, they were appropriate lyrics, but they're playing, and they're first singing, and she's walking. It's so funny. They have the little runway, like, you know, she's like the big dog.
That's right. Cool.
And she's walking out there, learning the way. Yeah,
yeah, pretty, very
pretty
cool.
Darn cool. All right, we are glad you're with us. Oh, I love this song right here, a little Neutron Dance. Boom, 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 boom. All right, don't go away, 627.
Join Randy on location Tuesday at Gary Hogan Field for Little Rock Trojans baseball, taking on Arkansas State. Drive Time Sports Tuesday with your Little Rock Trojans.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
There will be a few clouds this morning, then a lot of sunshine, then the clouds will increase later on this afternoon. But all in all, a mostly sunny, warm, and breezy Monday with a high of 82. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly after midnight, with an overnight low around 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The zone is just an acre free all week long, so that means Chris Kane and RJ Hawk will be along on Monday to recap everything that went on over the weekend. They'll talk to Bubba Carpenter thanks to Johnson's Home Center in Benton, give a full recap on Arkansas baseball against Ole Miss. Other things to talk about include the Kentucky Derby, Arkansas softball against Texas. Never mind the fact we'll have the entertainment report, what's on tap, birthday trivia. It'll be a full Monday, so tune into the zone where sports and entertainment come crashing
old
together.
Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Oakline is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakline Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
He's banned from every PGA Superstore for life. His most used club is a ball retriever. He brags about the top courses he's played on a simulator. He uses a rangefinder just to measure his putts. He once shot a 72 on the front nine. He's so bad at golf, it's almost inspiring. He is the worst golfer in the world.
I don't always take drive. But when I do, I slice it into somebody's house.
There's a couple of those golf things that are out there, dude. That is just hilarious. Yeah.
All right, glad you're with us, 6:31. You're going to be part of the show, 661-1037. Someone says, can you play the race sound? Yes, we're going to play that in just a second. And is there a video of the lady watching a horse? Yes, it's all over social media.
Just look up Cherie, C-H-E-R-I-E-D-E-V-E-A-U, I believe.
Someone, Ron says she was saying, oh my God. Maybe that's what it was. You could clearly see what she was saying. I can't remember what it was, but that's it. You know, it was fun to watch her just lose her mind. 661-1037, thanks to everybody who put Los Angeles on our text line when we see you or talk to you in the morning for the first time, and on Facebook as well. Chris Kane joins us. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What a weekend.
Yeah, listen, I know that you're a hockey man.
Oh, yeah.
So you were paying attention to the Canadiens.
I am rooting for them the rest of the way. That was my stepdad's team. He's from Montreal.
Is that right?
So, yeah. No, I grew up a Stars fan, still a Stars fan because of our proximity to Dallas. But we're out, so I'm all in on the Canadiens now. Go Habs.
Did you hear the guy losing his mind on the call? So I presume that's the one I heard. I was driving in yesterday, and it was somebody losing his mind, so it had to, because that was an overtime, right?
Well, it was the previous game.
Well, maybe I heard it yesterday.
Tampa won the previous game in overtime at Montreal, and then Montreal won yesterday.
How did you say that?
What?
Say that again, Montreal.
Montreal.
Okay, is that when you first said it, sort of came out like Montreal? Montreal. Anyway, so you had hockey going on, you had NBA action, you got college sports going on. Yeah, horse racing.
Oh, I mean, the Kentucky Derby, what a thrilling finish that was. Not just the watching the reaction of the trainer, but, I mean, just the positioning and the aerial footage you get now of these races to be able to really be able to see how the movements happen.
I tell you.
The inner workings of those movements.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible.
I'm going to tell you, is it Golden Tempo? Is that what it is?
Golden Tempo. Mm-hmm.
It went so wide. It was just like somebody made the comment. I think it was one of the broadcasters said, I like to measure to see what the measurement was on how far the horse actually went.
Yeah, how many feet he actually ran.
Yeah. And what makes that great for horse racing is that you don't have to know a thing about horse racing. Know that a woman... It's the first time this ever happened for her. And you got two brothers. And what are they? The Ortiz brothers?
Ortiz, Jose, and Enron.
He's thinking, Ortiz won. He's thinking, I got this thing. He looked to his right. It's my brother. My brother. He just beat me. It's okay. It's okay. You know.
Depending on all family dynamics, it's okay. You know? It depends. But no, that was incredible. What a great weekend. Hey, you mentioned a moment ago, but how about the softball team going down, beating Texas, defending champs on the road?
Never beaten Texas in Austin.
Huge
and not
win.
Beat them once, but beat them twice. And I'm telling you, this team's got a little bit different swagger to it.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be, you know, they seem to find the pitching when they need it, the hitting when they need to. Everybody up and down the lineup can hit. So could this be the year, Roger? Could it be the year after 5 years?
I think, now that you have mentioned to me that you are going to be in London and Amsterdam.
More likely.
Yes.
More likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the further you get, the more you've mentioned, the further you get away from the stadium, our jinx is not happening. Yeah.
You know, it was the first year that I was at, I was at SEC, the baseball tournament. Yeah, Roger, maybe both of us were there.
We were.
And I decided I'm going to try to get to Fayetteville to watch, is it Texas? I don't know if that was the first year or not. But I get all the way there and they lose the Super Regional to Texas.
You will gladly give up going to it if it meant them winning it.
Oh, sure, but
then the baseball team, I mean, who was telling us weeks ago, Rog, hey, don't sell your stock on this team just yet. Yeah. And Baz, I think
he's
always
the guy. You know, he's
yeah,
good.
It's looking more promising now.
Yeah,
than
so
it
we'll
was
we'll see.
Ago.
We'll visit Cam Nicosial today, and can we play that clip one more time? But there's two clips. You can probably play
which
it, Roger.
One is it?
There's Phil Ellis's call, which is really good. He calls him a hero. And the other one is the TV one where you can hear the crowd noise a little bit better. I mean, that crowd went crazy. And then the fact that he fouled off like five foul balls. And then the batter before that, I can't remember to blank on his name now, he did the same thing, fouled off about five or ten or maybe nine foul balls to hang in there.
Really. Ball launched deep left field. Aloy's done it again.
No, that's Aloy, which he blasted one a mile, a country mile, as they say. Go ahead, Trent.
And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's gone. Look up winner for Christian Turner.
Isn't that guy? I mean, that place was going nuts.
You know what I was thinking about?
Let
I
it breathe. Think... Did he hear that? Was
yeah.
he hear nothing?
Yeah, he did.
Perfect.
I was watching that, listening to that, and thinking, you know, with them getting a drop in tennis, and people are complaining that no one supported, no one did this and all that. But to this team, this Razorback team, they are completely supported by everybody that can. The Razorbacks. Stadium's always sold out, all that and this and that. And they still, they don't always make profits.
You know, I was thinking, too, think about this. You know, if you like football or basketball, football, it's usually, you got one game you go to, and it's 3 hours long, and boom. If you're following the baseball team, you have three-hour games. It's a lot.
A week.
It's a commitment.
Yeah. We're going to go back and do it again. Well, we just did it yesterday. We've done it three times
now. And that's
now.
Just the series. That's not the non-conference game typically played on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it is a big commitment, and it's a lot of...
And the Razorbacks have committed fans.
Yeah, they sure do. Jamie Price, who is from the Grove, former Ole Miss All-American. He said, I got to experience a Razorback celebration yesterday on the walk-off. What a great series it always turns out to be. You know, I was looking at that, Jamie, and according to the numbers, Arkansas has had Ole Miss's number when it comes to the series of the last five series. Let me see where it is. I was reading here today. I think the last four or five. Here it is. Let's see here. Oh, man, I got to find that. Because I did not realize that Arkansas has...
I saw it, too. I thought it was maybe seven.
Yeah, it was. They beat us in the World Series a few years ago, but when it comes to the series that we're doing, we've had the edge for sure. By the way, the ladies softball, Roger, they start at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Wednesday, they will take on the winner of Kentucky and Mississippi State. What did you find, Chris? Did you find the horse race yet?
I did find the horse race. I could not find the call where somebody went crazy on the. Hockey.
Let's see if Chris can figure
look,
that
I'll
out.
Look
yeah.
See if I can
let's
try
play.
It.
Let's see if you got the horse race ready to play.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Where's it pick up at? By the way.
It's final stretch, pretty much.
Okay. Let's because Roger made the point. At what point does track announcer call out the name? I mean, at some point you do, but
well, when
back?
He does it first, you know he's got to name them all as they come out of
can
the
can he see?
Gate.
Yeah, can he see him?
And then it's just the way that you might say it, and I'm not saying he might go, yada, 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 head of a pace, this and that, and pulling up the rear, Golden Temple. You know, one of those type things. Not that that's what he said verbatim, but go ahead, Christian.
Further ado is getting going on the far outside with Commandment. They're both putting in their runs as they arrive into the final furlong. O'Shelly is also gaining ground on the far outside as they come to the last 16th of a mile. Denon Bourbon in front. O'Shelly, a huge long shot. Renegade and Golden Tempo are closing two. Here's Golden Tempo! Golden Tempo and Shereen DeMoe make history!
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
In the Kentucky Derby.
He barely said it one time. I don't think he said it until the very end. He goes.
He didn't say it until he took the lead.
Yeah, he didn't say it until right there because he said goal and tempo.
We saw those two coming up.
But he didn't. But I'm saying that at some point, I was wondering if he spotted him. Oh, wow. But he did. He just waited until he got right
outside.
Up.
Yeah.
Hit that one more time. Let's see the very end of it again.
Further ado is getting going on the far outside with Commandment. They're both putting in their runs as they arrive into the final furlong. O'Shelly is also gaining ground on the far outside as they come to the last 16th of a mile. Denon Bourbon in front. O'Shelly, a huge long shot. Renegade and Golden Tempo are closing two. Here's Golden Tempo! Golden Tempo! And Sheree DeMaul make history in the Kentucky Derby over Renegade in a final time of 2:02.
Because he saw Renegade, so he's thinking, well, Renegade's game. So it's Renegade Golden Temple, Golden Tempo. He knew that he had to see them both because it was Tempo you could see was going to, wow.
Well, the cool part, when watching it and hearing him, it was like when he saw it, and they were still neck and neck, and there's something that happened right there at the end for him to give it all to Golden Tempo and know that Golden Tempo was going to win before they crossed anyway. And maybe the audio didn't sync up with what I saw.
But. Well, it was Golden Tempo. Tempo was dead last, right? At whatever point.
Renegade was, bumped.
Did you see how bad Renegade got hit, Chris? It was a mauling. Yeah. Frank Fletcher texted me and said, did you see that? Just wonder what would have happened if he had not gotten beat up that way. What'd you find out on the Ole Miss stats?
The Ole Miss series, Arkansas clinched its sixth consecutive weekend series against Ole Miss. Third consecutive weekend series played inside Baumwalker. 2022, 2024, and 2026.
Yeah, Justin Moore would be, he loves beating Ole Miss. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Camden Kozul, when we asked him at the beginning of the year, I think he said Ole Miss was probably his favorite one to win. Also today, a little bit later on, I'm going to throw out some rock bands that have never hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. What's the one that we know the best?
CCR.
CCR, yeah. So CCR.
Tommy always pointed that out. They always had a lot of number twos.
CCR is not on this list, but it will. When you see the bands, you'll be stunned. Also, a big day in my life when I was a young man that on this day 58 years ago, 1968, a special sandwich debuted at McDonald's. Which I grew to be a young football player.
Let's see if Christian knows it. Christian, do you know the
song?
Well, yeah.
Is this the Big Mac?
It is the Big Mac.
Do you know it?
Wow.
Do you know it?
Something sesame seed buns.
No,
Chris, no, I don't know.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay, really? Okay.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we want somebody to call in and do it. Yeah. What do we have to give
661-1037. That was a very creative.
You just knew it.
I mean, there's a lot of ingredients on that burger.
That's exactly right. 661-1037. 661-1037.
I still don't know,
That's such a great burger.
Special sauce.
Yeah, what did they say that was? Here we go. Let's just
on a sesame seed bun, right?
That's part of it.
Hello, who's this?
To all beef patty.
Hi, this is Randall.
Randy?
Randall, yes, sir.
Randall, let's hear it, and we'll see if we got something for you. If not, you'll be a class president for the day. Give the youngsters the song, please.
Man, you got them two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Boom! That's right. That's right. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. What was that special? Oh, thank you. What was that special? Was it? It's a dress. Was it?
I think it's like it's almost like Thousand Island dressing.
I think it's
like ketchup
and
mayonnaise.
I mean, what a nasty mess of good that thing was.
I think it was the first time we saw a piece of bread in the middle of a burger. Because it was a triple decker.
Yes.
Two patties.
Did it have chopped lettuce?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can taste it right now.
It contains no ketchup or tomato products sauce.
What is the sauce?
The sauce is often compared to Thousand Island, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But the signature pink orange from paprika.
Okay.
According to the...
Well, that helps the color.
They're not playing around.
It's a mayo-based sauce.
Well, they're not going to give it out, obviously.
No,
yeah, you're absolutely right. What are we thinking?
Special sauce.
So we know there's got to be something. So whatever...
But no ketchup.
No ketchup.
No ketchup.
Listen, no ketchup. My Samantha and them were coming back from, that's just something about McDonald's and their fries. And Samantha and them were coming back from seeing their father in Abilene. And they just had to, her sister, Jody, just had to have some McDonald's fries. So they had to stop there on their way to get some of those. Just nothing like that. I haven't had a Big Mac, and I couldn't tell you how long. After the double came along from Wendy's, I went that route.
So you know what? Still the special burger it always was. Started back in 1968.
It sure is, brother. 1968.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing. Have it? No, that was a different one. Anyway.
Someone said, did you guys keep up with the Hands on the Hyundai contest and Tote Suck? I did not. Are they still doing it?
They're still doing it. Hold on. No, I know they're still doing the competition. I don't know if they're still on the truck. Let me look.
Oh, we saw the winner of the Raptor. Going on down at Oakline, you saw that going on.
Oh,
they gave that truck away Saturday. Yeah, well, you know, you I know just the, saw oh, some pictures. No,
gotcha,
I didn't
gotcha,
know
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Saw that one. Wonder how it went with Ricky Springfield. How'd that go?
If you went to that concert, let us know on that. I mean, it was packed. I don't think there probably was an empty seat in that deal. I think I saw Sam Pittman was there. You know, Sam was there. Sam probably has his own chair. Special Sam
probably
Pittman chair.
Yes,
it's where he and Jamie sit because they've been to more concerts than anybody there. I think this song was number one on this day, right?
It was, David. It was.
We have Chris Kane here.
Well, the reason I played that Jackson 5 song was why? And I have
because it's
more.
Jackie Jackson's birthday today. Boom. It's what we do, Chris. We read each other's minds.
I thought it would be because Michael was released.
Have you seen that, by
I
the
haven't.
Way?
My mom saw it. She said it was excellent.
Everybody said that, yeah.
Said she was like, I'd go see it again.
I'm stunned that it's that good.
Now, which one? Is Tito the only one dead other than Michael of the five? Of the main five? Didn't he just die?
I don't know.
I hope, down the line, if he's listening, I apologize. I think Tito.
Do you want to thank Trader Bills for sponsoring Chris as well as Delta Solar?
Yes, absolutely. Trader Bills, great, beautiful weekend we had this past
weekend. Oh, my gosh, the weather the last two weekends. Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
And I was wondering, you know, you're in the solar business.
Yes. So these are good weekends.
Are you guys real competitive? Like, are you competitors? Do you hate each other?
No. Okay. Actually, in our world, in the commercial world, it's competitive, but it's not. We don't have a lot of animosity.
You just saying that?
It's competitive.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a healthy competition.
Unlike
you guys, I mean, there's no other sports station in this city.
That's great.
You know, you don't have to compete with sports stations around here.
Well, we don't do a lot of sports.
All right,
coming back now. We'll give him his proper opening,
yeah.
But we do have. We'll go ahead and play a little bit.
Wow,
of
we have a new song, a Roger Scott song.
Got to get it in, get it out.
Wow.
So, listen, here it is. It's a minute and a half.
Extended version.
You're going to hear a little bit of it, and then for the rest of it, you'll have to go to a paywall later on. When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is celebrating America's 250th birthday, and you get the gift of historic auto loan rates. Get rates as low as 1.776% on 24, 25, and 26-year models for new or used or refinanced. Plus, you can take the summer off from your loan payments with 90 days no pay and financing for up to 84 months. This is a limited-time offer, so hurry and apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Alcoa Community FCU. Serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. John M. Perkins grew up in Mississippi, a black man coming up under the Jim Crow rules. He was emotionally overwhelmed seeing his four-year-old son smiling beatifically as he sang about Jesus' love for the children of the world, and he started accompanying him to church. It was a revelation to see blacks and whites worshiping together, and from that moment, Perkins worked to lift people out of poverty and share with them the Word of God. As he recently passed away at the age of 95, many the world over paused to acknowledge a life well lived. As a coffee nut, I absolutely love Double B's Coffee. A state-of-the-art, innovative process brings you a piping hot of Renoco goodness. You pick the bean, you pick the grind, and you pick what the finished product is. Double B's, where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan, and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Get your morning started right.
All right, so we found the hockey call, which is crazy.
Friday night is when it happened.
So we've got that call, which is great. We've got the horse racing call, which is great. And we've got two. Have we heard Phil's yet? We haven't heard the baseball call for Phil for the game.
Yeah, I've only heard the TV broadcast. Sunday.
My dear friend says, good morning. I love you. I think when you tap your foot, it moves your whole body. It looks like you're having a tremor. Roger makes fun of me when I shake sometimes.
I don't make fun of you. I just point it out to you that I see it.
Jessica does too.
Well, then no. All we do is take advantage of it. But I give you,
it all the time.
No. I just give you a bottle of ketchup if I'm using it. Hey, hold this a second. Oh, horrible. I mean, horrible. It's water-based. You know, I love you. Listen, it's
you know
there.
What?
Now you're shaking the leg the other night.
Eight hours of the Holocaust last night, and you've had
no sleep, and you're all over the place like that, so don't get me wrong. You think that's crazy? Watch him go. The one thing, every time he has to turn in his vehicle, and this is no joke, every time he has to turn in his vehicle to get another one, at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, it's not because he's crossed that 3,000-mile marker. That it's because the steering wheel has been dented by the way he beats on it to stay awake. And let me tell you this. It works. It works. David, go ahead, Chris.
Well, and I was just going to say, you know, some people get self-conscious when people point things out about them, right? Yeah. They stop, like, all
I'm
of a sudden.
Guy. I'm
right,
that guy.
I am, too. I'm if someone guy. Points something out, it's like, hey, you know, you keep scratching your behind your ear there. I'm stopping.
Yeah.
Basil's like, nope, still shaking. He doesn't care. He's pushing right through. And he's like, nope, not, don't care at all. Yeah, point out whatever you want.
Elvis had shaky leg.
He sure did. Made him a lot of money.
Yeah, there we go.
Of course, he outlived it. David, this song brought to you by...
Oh, here we go.
You ready? This is it.
This is going to be it. We'll put it out later.
Cannot wait.
Just bear with it. It's 5 o'clock. It's 4:45 in the morning, 5 o'clock, you know, when I'm starting to scream this out. I actually...
You recorded this morning?
Yes, this morning. Had to write it yesterday when I get a message from our leader and says, I know... verbatim. Let's see what it was. Just for the heck of it, which is
yeah,
fine.
I was not, yeah.
Had you not done it, I wouldn't have done
actually,
it.
Actually, that's, you know what?
I'm sure you're at 3 o'clock, and I hadn't get started. I mean, I still had some pruning to do and everything. I'm sure you're prepared to sing Cherie LaVeau tomorrow to ML song. And I went, well, fill me in. What the hell?
How did you say it? What did you say?
Fill me in, Broseph. That was at 3 o'clock, and at 3:01, I went, oh, gotcha.
All I was talking about, I was just going to have him play Marie Laveau and just say the name over the. That's what I meant. But Roger goes, no. Well, I'm a professional.
I didn't expect that.
I'm bringing you the big daddy.
Sing it if you know it.
Oh, but it's such a cool song anyway.
It is. Sing it if you know it, Christian.
Way out in Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lived a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot coat named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right, another favorite done gone. Golden Temple logged near last in the field, while bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the rose, singing, yee-haw! Another favorite done gone.
Bear with a little bit more.
She lives down back where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history.
Oh, nice.
Now, Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Tempo horse here got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're calling, no, crap, another favorite done gone.
There you go.
There it is.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
There it is.
Christian, we'll need to get that out today, and we'll do it with a...
There it is. It's done.
Cool picture of Cherie and the horse.
Yes.
And you know these things, they have a life to themselves. You know, the last time he did that was American Pharoah.
Yeah.
And that was
we all know what happened
that
then.
That thing took off.
We do. We all know. We called the hogs, Mr. President, in Times Square.
Yeah. American Pharoah, one of the greatest, fastest, not slow. We call him the fastest horse, maybe of all time. He won the Arkansas Derby too. Little known race down in Hot Springs. We love Hot Springs.
Did you see Kelly Basketting after Wally? So Wally, apparently, Kelly Bass took a shot at Wally Hall.
For what?
Because Wally, he writes, the fastest 2 minutes in racing. It's supposed to be the most exciting 2 minutes in racing. You can't have, Kelly's saying you can't have a faster, 2 minutes is 2 minutes.
Oh.
But Wally has always, he said, Wally's always had that wrong and continues to do it.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
That's what he was saying. Yeah, I didn't either. Because I think that there's another one, there's another time. What is the other one that says it's the most exciting? Maybe that's it. I thought there was one other.
Well, the fastest, two minutes in sports.
Well, the most exciting 2 minutes. The fastest, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh,
time is time. Time is time.
Yeah,
you can't make it faster than two minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes can't be accelerated.
I get you. Okay.
Kelly's saying nobody will check Wally. Nobody.
Well, you know what? I didn't catch it.
I know.
I'm not. Wally Hall.
Yeah.
Can say what he wants.
Hey, I would have endorsed that line. Hey, Chris, you're right. Roger Scott.
Wait, listen, the people at Oaklawn.
Wayne heard that. That may be the new. That may be played throughout the halls of
AI's got Oakland. Nothing on Roger Scott.
Hey, Rick Springfield,
you are incredible.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
7 o'clock. Don't go away.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holt and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.